Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we have some intriguing topics to discuss that are making waves in the AMD ecosystem. We'll be diving into the ongoing conversation about Rebar, resizable bar performance over Thunderbolt in Linux, which has sparked interest among developers and enthusiasts alike. We'll also touch on the latest advancements in GPU architecture and how they can be leveraged for machine learning workloads. So let's jump right in. First up, let's talk about Rebar over Thunderbolt. For those who might not be familiar, resizable bar is a feature that allows the CPU to access the entire GPU memory rather than just a portion of it. This can lead to significant performance improvements in certain workloads, especially in gaming and high-performance computing tasks. The Linux community has been buzzing about success stories and challenges regarding implementing Rebar over Thunderbolt connections. Thunderbolt, as we know, offers high bandwidth and low latency, which makes it an attractive option for external GPU setups. However, the implementation of Rebar in this context can be tricky. Users have reported mixed results, with some successfully achieving enhanced performance while others face compatibility issues. This disparity often arises from variations in hardware configurations and driver support. If you're a developer or a user experimenting with this technology, it would be beneficial to share your experiences. What setups worked for you? Did you have to tweak any settings in the BIOS or make driver adjustments in Linux? The community thrives on shared knowledge, and your insights could help others optimize their setups. Transitioning from Rebar, let's shift gears to AMD's ongoing developments in GPU architecture. The latest rumors suggest that AMD is gearing up to unveil its next-generation RDNA architecture, potentially named RDNA 3.5. While details are scarce, early benchmarks hint at improved efficiency and performance metrics, particularly for AI and machine learning workloads. One of the standout features expected in RDNA 3.5 is enhanced support for AI inference tasks. This is crucial as machine learning continues to gain traction across various industries. With the rise of generative models and complex neural networks, GPUs must be able to handle increased workloads efficiently. The integration of dedicated AI cores could mean faster training times and improved performance in inference scenarios. Additionally, with the growing adoption of frameworks like PyTorch and TensorFlow, AMD's ROCm, Radeon Open Compute Platform, is becoming increasingly relevant. ROCm's compatibility with these frameworks allows developers to leverage the full power of AMD GPUs for deep learning tasks. The upcoming RDNA architecture may further optimize this integration, making it easier for developers to deploy their models on AMD hardware. Another exciting development is the push towards better support for multi-GPU configurations. AMD has historically had some challenges in this area compared to NVIDIA's NVLink. However, the community is hopeful that RDNA 3.5 will bring significant improvements, particularly in how GPUs can work together for parallel processing tasks. This would be a game changer for researchers and developers working with large datasets in machine learning. As we look ahead, it's clear that AMD is committed to pushing the envelope in GPU technology. The focus on AI and machine learning workloads is a strategic move that aligns with industry trends. For developers, this means more powerful tools and frameworks at their disposal, allowing them to tackle increasingly complex problems. In closing, the conversation around Rebar over Thunderbolt in Linux highlights the importance of community engagement and shared experiences. As AMD continues to innovate with its GPU architectures, staying informed and connected will be vital for developers looking to maximize their hardware's potential. Let's keep an eye on these developments and continue to collaborate as a community. Your feedback and experiences are invaluable in navigating this rapidly evolving landscape. Until next time, stay curious and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AMD GPUs.